You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Guys, a quick glance at the calendar, and my gosh, it is February already.
I'm not used to January yet. It's like New Year's.
I guess we're having fun because time is flying.
I'm just happy that it means spring is coming.
Yeah. Well, opening day, probably 3 months away. So that's good.
I love that. My son-in-law is coming into town again for opening day. We drink too much beer and don't tell anybody.
Outstanding. Well, we got a great guest. In fact, he's a return guest of the show. Say hello to Scott Payne, the Vice President of Business Development with Rockhaven Homes. Welcome back to the show, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. Before we get underway, Scott, take a quick 30-second and give us a little bit about you and your background.
I am an Atlanta native, real estate and home building professional. I've actually got a milestone this year. January 1st marked the beginning of my 20th year in home building and real estate.
Congrats to you.
And you'll confess that?
I'm a survivor like we all are. So, you know, it's good news. A lot of optimism about 2013. So that's good too. But I've worked for production home builders and real estate brokerages for my entire career. So I've worked in markets throughout the Southeast, but as I said, I'm an Atlanta native. This is my home, and this is where I've been for the past 4 years.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit more about Rockhaven Homes.
Rockhaven Homes is an outstanding home builder, and they're probably one of the companies that if you haven't heard of yet, they will be on your radar very, very soon in 2013. They have been working diligently for the past 3+ years to assemble a land and lot portfolio that is probably second to none in Atlanta. They've got over 180 home sites under their control inside the perimeter and a handful of home sites under control outside of the perimeter. And so while they've been working very hard on assembling those land and lot positions, we're now to a point where we're going to transition out of building, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 homes a year into building 35 to 40 homes in 2013, and hopefully many more beyond that.
Scott, talk a little bit about how you chose all these locations that you just mentioned.
Well, you know, the strategy really was to, as the market was in a position where they could go out and find lots in locations where we know people want to live, that was really their primary interest, was finding lots inside the perimeter, and that's really where they started. So they focused there, and it takes a lot of focus, a lot of effort, and quite frankly, a lot of time to put those things together. But they did, you know, and they knew that as the market picked up, if they had a solid positions in those locations, then they'd be in a position to try to capitalize on that.
180 lots is a lot of
intel. It's a lot of lots.
It is.
I know, I was just sitting here, I'm like, I had no idea. I know some of those lots are in one of my favorite areas of town, Brookhaven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's the attraction to Brookhaven, and what does Rockhaven offer there?
Well, you know, first of all, it's 180 lots. It's spread in a couple of different locations. We have custom home sites in Chastain Park, where we're building homes from, you know, $1 million to $1.6 million. We have home sites in Buckhead. We've got home sites in Dunwoody and Sandy Springs. So there is a mix. Brookhaven specifically is an area that we target just as a bit of diversification. So, you know, some people tend to think of inside the perimeter really as one submarket, when in reality, it's many different submarkets, right, and a lot of different buyer types. And what you find when you work with buyers in those locations is they're very location-centric to Buckhead or Brookhaven or Chastain Park or Sandy Springs. And Brookhaven specifically is an area that you can still buy a home and, you know, see some value. So it represents the ability to be, you know, probably under $750,000 for a brand new home, you know, in great locations. It's still an up-and-coming area, so that we think that value is still on the rise there.
This idea of build every home as if our own family would be living there, talk about that.
Essentially, that means they want to be able to, you know, drop their kids off at the end of the day. That's okay, but no, the you know, I think if you know what family means to the guys at Rockhaven, it means a lot more to you once you know that. But they're very family-oriented company, and they've The guys not only have worked together for a long time now, but they've been friends for a long time too. So their core team there is a group of guys who really understand what family means. And to them, when they say they want to build a home as if their own family lived there, it really means a lot. Yeah, and the good news is, as a home buyer with Rock Haven, you get a chance to know them. And so, you know, that slogan takes on more life as you begin to build your home and you get to know that team there.
All right. We'll be back with Scott Payne after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Scott Payne, Vice President of Business Development with Rock Haven Homes.
So, Scott, we've talked a little bit about Buckhead and we've talked a little bit about Brookhaven. What are the differences in the types of homes that you would build in, you know, Buckhead versus Brookhaven?
Well, there are a number of uniquenesses within those submarkets, you know, as we mentioned a little bit earlier. You know, some of it's separated by price point. And as I mentioned before, our Chastain homes or Chastain Park homes typically are going to be priced at $1 million+. Buckhead and Brookhaven are probably a bit below that in terms of price point, or they are. But stylistically, there are differences there, too. Some of it is constrained by the type and size of lots that you have in Brookhaven. And so typically, our product in Brookhaven is going to be a little more narrow with a deeper lot. So you have styles of homes where you see drive-under garages as opposed to garages on the, you know, on the main floor. So you enter that way. So the architecture in Brookhaven really makes that a pretty unique scenario there. In Buckhead, what we really are able to do on a little bit bigger home sites there is create a home that is a little more traditional in the way that it feels from the front. You know, we really go for, in Buckhead, an exterior that has a mix of materials on the front. So we have brick and we have stone and we have, you know, cedar columns and more of that type of look. And, you know, in Buckhead, what people really tend to focus on is the interior of the home as well. So we really try to focus all of our product development around making sure that, you know, the kitchen and the family room and keeping room really all flow together and live together, are very open. And it's really interesting the way that I think the design features have changed quickly over the past couple of years or so. And so really our buyers tend to focus on what the new color palettes look like and making sure that we're incorporating those new color palettes and cabinet styles into our plans.
Well, clearly the location has a big influence on the type of home you're building. You just started talking about in terms of color, the individual buyer. Mm-hmm. What other kind of things are the individual buyers doing or asking for, and how do you accommodate that?
We are still essentially a custom home builder. We are moving more into some areas where we have some production home building. And so, you know, Rock Haven is very unique in their ability to span a lot of different types of home building, from custom to semi-custom to production. And as we grow, we're going to be, you know, expanding all of those product lines. But, you know, we sit down very personally with each person that buys a home from us. And, you know, we go through their individual wants and needs, and we take the time up front to really understand what their wants and needs are so that we can incorporate that, you know, into, you know, the contract process, into the building process. We meet with customers before we go to contract, before we begin construction of their home, so we really understand what it is that they specifically are looking for. It takes time. You know, it does take time to do that with each person, but we feel like that time investment is something that pays off, you know, for us and for the buyer.
In terms of home buyer expectations, have recent economic changes and factors impacted what they expect in homes?
They have, but in a different way than you might expect, both from a buying perspective and then what types of things they expect in the home. You know, going into the downturn and for the past, you know, say 4+ years, there's really been an expectation that, you know, builders are in a position of weakness and there's a lot of negotiation. What's happened more recently, especially through 2012, is the market has really continued to show signs of improvement, sustained improvement. is that inventory levels, and especially quality inventory, has been significantly depleted in the market. And we hear that all the time from our partners on the general brokerage side that represent buyers, is there's just not quality inventory on the market. So a lot of sellers who have decided that they didn't want to sell their home for the perceived loss that they were going to take have waited on the sidelines. So it's put builders in a position where with quality inventory, you know, we really have not had to negotiate much on pricing. And for the most part, buyers in Atlanta really are starting to understand that. And our general brokerage partners really understand that. But it doesn't mean that they expect less out of a home. And that's for sure. So, you know, what we have to be very mindful of is that we are on the cutting edge of design trends, especially in the areas where we build homes, all the places that we've talked about. We have a design team that we use, Crosby Design, and they help to make sure that we are at the forefront of new color palettes, new cabinet choices, new floor coverings, and that we provide those things in any home that we build on a spec basis, and that we have those options available to our buyers in the design studio when they go to meet with them.
You've talked a little bit about trends in terms of design. What else do you see on the horizon in terms of things like technology or energy efficiency or something I haven't even thought of yet?
Right. Well, there's, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that, you know, in terms of technology, that's ever changing and will always be evolving. I think one thing that's been interesting over the past few years is that, you know, home builders have turned away from looking at themselves as a point of comparison for how they build their homes. They've really turned to consumers to say, how do consumers live in homes today? And so rather than looking at spaces and saying, you know, it's a very traditional way that you're going to use a space like a living room, what we try to do at Rockhaven is understand how the customer is going to live in the home and then design the home around how they live. So, you know, what used to be a formal living room is most likely an office today. In places where we used to come out of the garage directly into the kitchen, we've taken the time to try to design, you know, mudrooms, drop-off areas, desk for mom so that's right off the kitchen. So, you know, if she's managing the home, then she can do, you know, her bills and everything right there. So we try to provide multiple workspaces, not only for, you know, for mom and dad, but, you know, for kids and families as well.
Well, Scott, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Rockhaven Homes?
The best way to do all of that is to go to our website, which is rockhavenhomesga.com. We're in the process of working on a new website, and so we hope to have that up and running by the time that you log on.
Scott Payne, Vice President of Business Development with Rockhaven Homes. It was great to have you back. Thanks for coming back and joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll return after today's Deal of the Day for a discussion on real estate apps for your smartphone and tablet. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's Deal of the Day.
Okay, Miss Carroll, what have you got for us?
Well, we have a Deal of the Day from Jim Chapman Communities for all homes closed before February 28th at Brookhaven of East Cobb. Jim Chapman will pay 1 year of homeowners association fees and a 4% commission to the selling agent.
Wow. That's a big window, too. February 28th, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's got all month long.
This is a February 1st deal today. So nicely done.
It is going on right now, though. But
well, Carol, tell us more about the community.
So Brookhaven at East Cobb is a gated 55-plus community. It offers beautiful ranch-style homes priced from the 240s. They all have two- or three-bedroom floor plans and optional bonus rooms. Exteriors are all brick or stone, and they have front porches, fantastic, beautiful, vibrant landscaping, and it's, you know, maintenance-free living, which we all love.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, they have really broken the code on that whole maintenance-free, and they know what they're doing.
Well, I got to tell you, if someone comes to me and says, I want an active adult community builder, Chapman. Jim Chapman's who I think of first.
Yeah, so then the inside home appointments are just as fantastic. They've got the wide doorways, stepless entry, you know, big roomy floor plans, oversized master suites with vaulted ceilings, optional screen porches and bonus rooms with full baths, and the front gate is, you know, remote controlled access, which is great too. And Delaney, why don't you share with us some of the nearby amenities?
Community amenities include a national award-winning clubhouse with a kitchen space, exercise room, and a heated pool, with an outdoor fireplace as well. And it's also located in East Cobb, so you're just a half mile from I-575. Fine dining, shopping, recreation, entertainment. You know, everything's just right there.
Including Town Center Mall.
It's a good thing that you're always here to be sure we know where the closest shopping is.
It's very important that I help everyone out with shopping. So the other really neat thing about Jim Chapman is they offer homebuyers the opportunity to customize their homes. They've got a community design studio just on site there, so they can make selections as you go through the buying process. Choose custom upgrades for their new home as well as the standard options.
I'm speechless.
Speechless.
Carol, once again, where can people get more information on this?
Well, they can call Tim Parker, who is the agent on site, at 404-808-5648 or visit jimchapmancommunities.com.
Okay. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our real estate trends roundtable. Guys, today we're going to talk about real estate apps for your smartphone and tablet. This should be an interesting conversation. Carol, tell us about some of these apps.
Golly, there are just tons of apps out there, and it seems like every time you turn around, you're reading some list of new apps for either home buyers or for builders to use or just for homeowners to use. So this is kind of a little smorgasbord of apps here. I guess one of the newest ones that we've been playing on is the My Lennar app for iPad. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it has tools for home searching, as well as saving your favorite home, comparing prices. You can see slideshows. You can even have direct access to the mortgage qualification process from the app. Kind of cool.
So the app appears to be one for both the consumer and the agent selling a Lennar home, right?
Yeah, and even more interesting, and of course I'm not in the process of buying a Lennar home, so I can't see this part of it, but once you're in the buying process, I believe you can log in to your account and get updates on the buying process and on the status of your home construction and everything within the app as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Pretty neat.
Well, and I think it goes beyond that even to getting your cable TV connected. You know, after you buy the home, there's some functions in that app to help you do all.
Oh, you can send e-cards to your friends and family, notifying them of the new address. I mean, that's just some cool stuff.
Isn't that cool?
I love the innovative minds that come up with that kind of stuff. I mean, it makes perfect obvious sense.
Well, it is, because you look through the whole list of features and functions they have in the Lennar app, and it's stuff that you're going to do anyway if you're buying a new home. It's almost like a checklist, so you don't forget.
Yeah, it really is, and I think people find a lot of value in that. I mean, I would. What's this Magic Plan app? That sounds interesting.
Well, so it allows you to, or it measures, draws, and publishes an interactive floor plan just by taking pictures of your own home. So you can basically create a floor plan of your house by taking pictures of your house.
I might just do it just to try it. It sounds fascinating. I wonder how it works.
I don't know. Such cool technology. I mean, I remember seeing the light measurements where you take a laser beam and you point it at something, it'll tell you how far away it is. I wonder if it's the same sort of technology looking at a photograph.
Well, it's really interesting, too, because you think about it. If you don't have a tape measure and you want to know how big one of your rooms is, you can figure that out by taking pictures of it and loading it into this app.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fascinating.
It's funny, the thing that hit me on that one, it's one thing. That app, it seems, as you look at it, is geared to someone that's buying a home. You know, but I'm thinking it on the, I'm sorry, I'm selling a home. And I'm thinking of it in terms of being a buyer. I might want to do it for my own house to see, I like this room, I like this room, I like this room. I want to make sure that the one I'm buying has enough space or enough light or enough whatever. I mean, so I can see it buying and selling.
Yeah, and it exports in PDFs and JPEGs and XML. That sounds pretty cool. Realtor.com. I mean, I'm obviously familiar with that. Tell us about that one, Carol.
That is the most downloaded real estate app, period, today. And it has a really cool new collaborative search tool that allows you to invite clients to use the app and collaborate with you. So it's perfect if you're a realtor. You can interact with your buyers on the Realtor.com app.
Yeah, I agree. Perfect as a realtor. But again, I put myself in the shoes of the person buying a home. I mean, just getting on the phone, telephone tag, or trying to meet a realtor. I mean, even if, you know, assume you get along really well anyway, just having that ability to collaborate saves so much time.
Well, and you can chat with your realtor in real time from it.
Right. So I don't want to get in the car and drive 30 miles to see a house that I know I'm not going to want anyway. I could eliminate that from the list very easily.
Right.
Or add other homes that maybe the realtor hadn't thought of.
I mean, Carol, is that like an instant message chat? Is that what that's about?
That's what I think it is. Just instant messaging on your phone.
Cool.
You know, the other cool thing is that allows you to draw the boundaries of your home search. So if you're looking at a specific neighborhood, you can just draw the boundaries, you know, on the app of where in that area you're looking for homes.
I have to assume that spits out like a relevant database to the realtor to say, all right, here's the, I don't have to waste the time doing that research.
Right.
Fascinating.
Isn't that neat? You know, it's just amazing to me, the evolution of technology.
Okay, well, we will continue this conversation on real estate apps after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back on the Real Estate Trends Roundtable. Carol, you mentioned something during the break there that kind of freaked me out. This is an app called HomeSnap. Tell me about that.
HomeSnap. It allows you to literally, from your iPhone or I assume Droid as well, take a picture of a house. And once you've taken a picture of that house, it will, confirm your photo, and then it's going to tell you details about that house. It'll tell you what it last sold for, if it's listed now.
Whoa,
it gives you
whoa.
All sorts of just kind of super stealthy, creepy details about the house.
Do you have to put the street address or anything, or just take the picture?
It geolocates where you are, so it is using that as a coordinate, obviously.
Oh,
so
okay.
So it knows where you are, and it knows what you've taken a picture of, so it just has some massive database. I mean, it's magic as far as I'm concerned. It smushes it all together and tells you what you want to know.
Gets your tax records and all. I mean, that's all public information.
Isn't
that's not
amazing?
That crazy.
It sounds really stunning when you first talk about it, but then you think of the geolocation, you take the photo. Yeah, it's all public record, as you say. But how convenient is that?
It's really cool.
I mean, I think because I've moved when I was a young man. We'd moved every 2 or 3 years into a new state, new town. It would be so cool just to be in the car snapping pictures. You could drive through a neighborhood and save a ton of time figuring out what you can afford.
And in this market, it's always interesting because you could figure out what did somebody pay for it. And okay, well, even though the market's still down, what might they be willing to take for it?
Yep.
So it's interesting to see for sure.
The Calculator.
That, if nothing else, is one of the coolest website names I've ever come across.
Pretty cool app, though. 35 different types of financial calculators. Carol, what are some of the kinds of things you need to calculate?
Well, you could calculate your house payments. You can send digital property brochures and monthly payments based on the offering price suggested. And you compare the cost of renting versus buying.
Oh, that's a clever.
Which is cool. Yeah.
That's clever.
You know what?
I
can see myself driving my car down the street, taking HomeSnap, getting all the information I need from the databases, putting it into Calculator. I mean, you could make the whole financial, you could decide the whole thing with 2 or 3 of these apps, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing what you can do from your smartphone? I mean, it's just mind-blowing.
And this financial calculation thing is a big deal. I mean, I'm pretty good at math, but you start trying to calculate compound interest rates and add principal insurance, taxes. I mean, you really get a headache.
Carol, let me ask you a question. If I'm a realtor and there's all these tools out there, do I begin to feel that I'm not going to be needed down the road? I mean, talk about that dynamic.
I think they're still going to be needed because they need somebody to help them navigate the sea of apps and everything that's out there. And people still want a personal touch. I mean, something
that's
like 80%
never.
Or more of homes sold in Metro Atlanta are sold with a realtor. So, versus just, a direct buy with, maybe you have your realtor, but there's not a second realtor involved or your, homes by owner or whatever. But, realtors are still very much involved. And I think a lot of it is because it's the largest purchase you'll ever make. And you want somebody who's done it more than once to guide you through the process.
I agree. The realtor is never going to go away, in my opinion. I think what realtors do for a living is going to change dramatically.
Correct.
So if there's a realtor out there that says, I'm not going to use any of these newfangled tools, well, I think they're history. But a realtor that can really add the value, that real personal knowledge, personal touch, that's always you're not going to get that out of an app.
Right. Well, and the realtors who are really willing to change with the times, you've got to be up on all this technology or you're just going to get left in the dust.
Open Home Pro. Looks like it allows you to take photos, enter some listing details, and you can have your home listed within minutes.
And you can share it on social media, too.
I mean, that's how you're going to hunt for homes down the road. It's just go on Facebook and see what's out there.
Yeah, now the one we're just talking about, though, is the flip side of it. That's somebody who wants to list their home, right?
Right.
No, I agree. If every Tom, Dick, and Harry can list their home using Open Home Pro, yeah, then that kicks in exactly what you were saying, Todd. You can go out and see them all in a heartbeat.
Right.
Maybe I don't have to get in my car next time I'm buying a house.
You might
I
not.
I can do the whole thing from my iPad.
You can do a lot of research from your iPad for sure, and then just go choose to see the homes you really like.
Carol, Todd, are there other apps that aren't necessarily in this article that we ought to be thinking about?
The first one I became aware of was Zillow. And I mean, that actually long before it was an app, but I know they have an app now.
And what does that do?
Well, you can look at its values of homes. So if you're looking, for example, to list your home and you want comps, I mean, you go to Zillow, you put in your address, boom, you draw the map, and you can see what all the similar homes in the area have showed for. I mean, that's horrendous research. Oh, my gosh, to do all that was really a pain in the neck. And Zillow makes it kind of a no-brainer. And now that it's on an app, shoot, you could pick a city, pick a town, pick a neighborhood.
All right. Well, guys, I hate to say it, but we're out of time for this week's Real Estate Trends Roundtable. We will link up to a bunch of these apps in the show notes, so you can check some of these out yourself. That wraps this week's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you are so inclined, please leave a comment and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Scott Payne, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.